This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. And thanks for joining us on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. We've got lines open for you on this Coronavirus Wednesday. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. I want to know if you guys are in lockdown, what you're doing. Not a lot of the country is on lockdown, at least in terms of states. I think last I heard about a third of the population was on lockdown. But if you're in lockdown, I'd love to hear how you're handling it. I'd love to hear how you're handling the coronavirus in general. Are you supplementing more? Are you changing the way you eat? Has it affected your lifestyle, your health lifestyle in any way? And probably has affected us. I'm sure it's affected almost everybody socially, economically, politically. But in terms of what you've done for your health, has it changed how you treat yourself? Have you applied more self-care? Have you become more introspective? I'd like to hear how you're handling this whole thing. We have Ellie Kempton coming up at the bottom of the hour. She's the founder of Simply Nourished. She is a lifestyle architect, and she focuses on functional nutritional therapy, but she's got some other specialties, basically a lifestyle specialist. And as I've said so many times in this program, this is a lifestyle problem. This is the result of a lifestyle problem. This coronavirus epidemic is the end result of a lifestyle issue. It is not inevitable, as you can tell by certain countries that don't really have coronavirus problems. And certain states, for that matter, don't have as many coronavirus issues as others. Why is it that New York State and Washington State and California are leading the way? And actually, New York State seems to be leading the way when it comes to coronavirus cases. Some states, Massachusetts only has 1,000 cases. This is from the New York Times. Georgia has 1,000 cases. New York has 25,000 cases. So clearly there's more to the coronavirus and whether you get infected or whether you get suffer from complications and ultimately die than simply the coronavirus itself. Otherwise, it would be more equally spread. And that's where the notion of vectors come in. Viruses need vectors, and what we want to do is not be a vector. That's the key. You don't want to be a vector. Now, you can't control everything. We still are stuck drinking the water and breathing the air and eating the glyphosate-containing food, and there's all kinds of ways that we are compromising our immune system that are beyond our control. But there's tons we can do. Tons we can do. We're going to talk to Ellie Kempton about that. She's a registered dietitian, nutritionist. She's got a master's degree in functional nutrition from Bastyr University, which is probably the finest functional nutrition school in the world. One of them, anyway. And she's going to be talking about critical thinking. to deal with all challenges, including the coronavirus challenge. We'll talk to her at the bottom of the hour. We'll get your calls next segment. I want to remind you to check out Youngevity products. Now's the time, not just Youngevity products, but also the Youngevity business. Now is the time to check out Youngevity products and Youngevity business. Everybody should be sipping on Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And if you are one of the wise ones who've been sipping on Beyond Tangy Tangerine all along, you probably notice that you're less likely to feel bad. And if you get sick, then it won't be as significant, and you may not even know it. Beyond Tangy Tangerine is not an immune system per se formulation, but by taking care of your basic needs, your body can take care of the immune system. So, yeah, there's lots of strategies specifically for building the immune system. We're going to talk about selenium here because that's one of the most important nutrients elements you could take for building the immune system. The whole glutathione complex. Glutathione is the body's master detoxifier. Building glutathione is job number one. It's always job number one because everything we do have to do for the coronavirus, we got to do anyway. So it's job number one anyway, but it's especially if you're sick or if you want to prevent being sick or if you're at risk. Smokers, by the way, are major risk for glutathione depletion. Prescription drug takers are at major risk for glutathione depletion. Make no mistake about it, if you're on prescription drugs, even just one, your body has now a burden that it has to deal with, that it would rather not deal with, that we would rather not have to deal with, because that's resources that are being depleted, resources that are being redirected, resources that are not available for dealing with the coronavirus. So if you're on drugs and you have to absolutely be on drugs, okay, can you reduce your dose maybe? Can you take them instead of twice a day or three times a day, maybe once a day? There's all kinds of things that you could do. And if you are and you can't get off your drugs for whatever reason, get on nutritional supplementation that helps you build glutathione. Selenium, we're going to talk about this later. Selenium is key. Sulfur is key. The amino acid glutamine can be helpful, although there's some controversy around that. And then the amino acid glycine, and then N-acetylcysteine. How long have I been talking about it? N-acetylcysteine. N-acetylcysteine. NAC. Unbelievably valuable in this crazy time. Not the least of which because it helps build build the glutathione molecule, NAC. So many benefits to NAC. So anyway, Youngevity products can be had at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. And if you want to check out our True Skin Health products, they're all available at truthtreatments.com. And by the way, our Blemish Repair Complex is also a powerful immune-building supplement because it works on the liver, which is very important if you're dealing with acne. Acne nutrients should focus on the liver, among other organs, but especially the liver. All right. So, one of the major risks for coronavirus infection and complications is heart disease, heart issues. People who have coronary heart disease or people who have high blood pressure, especially if they're over the age of 65, are at serious risk. That's the highest risk group probably, is people over the age of 65 with coronary heart disease or hypertension. At least that they've found out, that they've done statistics on. There's probably other ones that are as significant. But if you're over 65 with coronary heart disease and hypertension, you're far more likely to be infected and have severe symptoms. And taking care of your ticker is really, really important in this day and age. 40% of hospitalized patients, COVID-19 patients, had heart disease or a history of stroke or some kind of cerebrovascular disease. That's a lot of folks. That's 40% of them. Different areas of the country are being affected differently, but still, for the most part, that's a national statistic. 40% of hospitalized patients have heart disease or hypertension or cerebrovascular disease. And of course, if you have heart disease and you're at risk with getting infected by a respiratory virus, that's going to put a major, major burden on the heart, and that's going to lead to death. And that's where a lot of our fatalities are coming from. People who have heart disease are going to be at much higher risk for death than a lot of our fatalities. In fact, a lot of the fatalities around the world are from these folks. So take care of your heart, and there's lots of ways to do it. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Get your phone calls as well. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls here in just a second. Got Ellie.
Lily Freeman Kempton coming up. Lily Kempton, I guess she goes by now. Founder of Simply Nourished. She's a lifestyle architect, and she's a registered dietitian and a nutritionist, and she's got a master's degree in functional medicine from Bastyr University, and she has a very cool website called simplynourishednutrition.com. We're going to talk to Ellie about some lifestyle things we can do, not just physical, but also psychological, because this is a psychological virus as much as it's a mental virus. You got to be positive, folks. You got to stay positive. Hopefully, I'm preaching to the choir here if you're listening to this program, but if somebody's listening on YouTube or who doesn't ordinarily listen to the show, you got to stay positive. And I know it can be hard, but this can also be an opportunity. There's lots of great books on positivity and fear. And there's actually a thing called positive psychology now. Positive psychology is an officially peer-reviewed, as scientific as behavioral sciences can be, a rigorous academic field of study. Positive psychology. It's real. It's the real deal. New Age, airy fairy is real hardcore science, at least as scientific as psychology can be. And there's things you could do to access and leverage your built-in power, and this is an opportunity to do that, to access our built-in power. And there's lots of ways to do it. The bright side is all about all the different ways to do it. From meditation to sleep to slow deep breathing to the vagus nerve to nutritional supplementation to diet and exercise. I want to promote a way of living healthfully, not just about supplementation, not just about, as important as that is, not just about diet and food, as important as that stuff is. It's about all the ways we can be healthy. SMEP. Now, if you have heart disease, you have to take extra great care. And there's lots of things you could do. If you have heart disease, and if you're obese with heart disease, or if you have a history of stroke, or arrhythmias, or hypertension, there's lots of things you could do. You know, they have these devices now. Oh, by the way, I'm just reading this. Quick digression. As of mid-March, the CDC estimates there's been at least 36 million flu illnesses, 370,000 hospitalizations, and 22,000 deaths. So I don't know what's going on here. That we added another virus to the viral landscape. I'm not sure it's not a good thing, but it's not like we haven't dealt with stuff like this before. If anybody's out there and understands what is this special about the coronavirus that's causing the economy to shut down and causing people to freak out. And I'm not, I just don't know. I'm not saying like it's some kind of conspiracy or mystery or it just seems, I don't know. I'm not smart enough to understand why. Somebody needs to tell me. And I admit to that. So anyway, they got these devices now, wearable devices that you can use for your heart. Fitbit, Garmin, there's another one, I forgot the other one that's got them, the Apple Watch. You can put your Apple Watch on and it can detect irregularities. Fitbit has a little twist to theirs. They kind of have this somewhat disturbing ability to provide information to the government, to the NIH, about your heartbeat. But nonetheless, these devices can be helpful for folks who are dealing with something called bradycardia. Bradycardia is when your heart rate is slow. It's a lot easier to know when your heart rate is fast than when it's slow. But bradycardia can be a serious problem, especially for the elderly. So using these devices can be helpful. There's also, of course, nutritional strategies for taking care of the heart. And there's also very important psychological, I guess you say, mental or emotional strategies. And this is what heart math is all about. And I'm definitely going to be talking about that here in the coming days. Heart math understands the link between the brain and the heart. There are brain cells in your heart. Your brain is communicating to your heart faster than your heart is communicating to your brain. So there's a very important brain-heart connection, and by brain I'm talking about, the limbic center, limbic system, and which is the seat of the emotions, and the reptilian brain. It's all linked up. Reptilian brain is responsible for breathing and for the stress response. The fundamental stress response, the biochemical stress response, the limbic system is responsible for emotions. And all of this stuff, all of the data that the stuff that the limbic system and the medulla or the reptilian brain receive are said, the information comes in from the heart. How your heart is reacting is going to affect how your brain reacts in terms of depression, in terms of energy levels, in terms of anger, in terms of all kinds of emotions, good or bad, how your heart feels. And linking the two together is called coherence. And keeping the heart-brain energy coherent is a very important strategy. It's as simple as breathing into your heart while you think something good. That's basically what it is. Breathing into your heart while you think something good. If we do that every day, that can go a long way. And this is called heart math because it's science and mathematics. It's breathing into your heart, using your heart as a lung. Picture the breath when you do your SDR breathing. Picture the heart in the center of your chest as getting the breath. And while you do that, you think something positive. That improves coherence, heart-brain coherence. And there's some interesting math behind that. But nonetheless, that is hardcore science. If you want to look for some nutritional supplementation for your heart, we talked a little bit about selenium. Selenium is very important for building glutathione. But it's also, deficiencies, I should say, are associated with heart disease. So making sure you get on your selenium. Selenium also plays a major role in how the body handles sugar. And if anything is going to affect your heart and affect your health and affect your immunity, it's sugar, and at least in terms of blood sugar. Over half of the United States is set to be obese by the year 2030. Over half of us, not overweight, obese. And in as recently as 2010, a mere 10 years ago, obesity was in the 20s. It's set to go up to from 20% to 50% in 20 years. That's what a vector is. That's what a vector is all about. We have to get our eating behavior under control. We can no longer eat like domesticated animals. If we eat like domesticated animals, if we fall for it, now there's this thing called stress eating, we're going to be in big trouble. We cannot fall for this stuff. All right, I want to get to a couple calls here. And then we got Ellie Kempton coming up at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Robert in Nevada. What's going on, Robert? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So let's get right to it. Compare and contrast, if you would, the differences or how they're like between a bacteria and a virus.
Oh, dude, it's they're two completely different things. First of all, virus is thousands of times smaller, but even more fundamentally, it is not alive. A virus needs to be really, we need to contemplate on what a virus is. A virus is not alive. It is not alive by any measure. It's just a piece of information. If you think of the genome, all our genes, as a library, this is a book that gets inserted into the library. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah. So this book inserts itself in the library, and because the genetic library reproduces itself all the time, now the book is being reproduced too. Now, hang on. I got to take a break, and then we got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, but I'll go over this real quick, and hopefully it will make sense to you. Thanks, Robert. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The U.S. Senate now expected to move quickly before the day is over to pass a massive economic stimulus package because of the coronavirus outbreak. Democrats have been holding it up, saying it was too good to corporations, not good enough for American workers. Senate Minority Whip Dick Durbin.
We came together on a bipartisan basis with the White House and really struck an agreement that we think answers the highest priorities. We were insisting that there be a Marshall Plan for hospitals. We went from $75 billion in the original bill to $130 billion.
New York City, now the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak in the United States, where infections are skyrocketing. Nearly 16,000 cases have been confirmed as of the start of today. New York's Governor Cuomo has warned the number of infections there might not peak till mid-April. This is USA Radio News.
So here's the choice. Some people say the USA is finished. It's evil, a has-been, full of hate and injustice. The U.S. Constitution should be trashed and the Bill of Rights abolished. No free speech, no gun ownership. Competition and free markets are bad. We're all too stupid. For our own good, the government must own everything and know all your secrets.
Other people say that America has created the freest, richest, happiest, most generous society that has ever existed in the world. That's why millions of people are desperate to come here and escape their brutal lives in Cuba, Venezuela, North Korea, and 100 other countries.
In America, we have the right to succeed, the right to our own living, the right to have a family, the right to believe in God, the right to have our own ideas, the right to be safe and secure, and the right to be left alone.
Where do you stand? Help us save the Constitution and restore the American dream. Go to SaveMyFreedom.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. Rob, just to finish up with Robert here about viruses. Robert, you there?
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay, so I'm going to go real quick, but I'm going to get into it a little bit more tomorrow. I have our guest waiting for us. So just real quickly, viruses are just like a little piece of information. Think library and think books. Your genome. What's that?
Inside of a protein.
Protein fat kind of shell. It's kind of a blend of a protein fat kind of shell. And it's in there. Okay. And it doesn't do anything. It sits there. And in fact, viruses are everywhere. You cannot possibly begin to count the viruses on planet Earth, the viruses in the ocean, the viruses in the air, and the viruses in our bodies. The human being has a virome. Like, we have a microbiome with bacteria, we have a virome. In fact,
sure,
it's thought up to 10% of our DNA is virus. So we live and we interact with these things in a way that is far more sophisticated than you would ever think when you hear the news, which is why the news is so ridiculously stupid. What's that?
What activates the virus when it gets inside your body?
Viruses just sitting there. It does nothing until it gets inside a cell. That's its job, its mission, and there's some incredibly sophisticated ways it gets into cells. And I mean, the stories are so amazing. I'll go into this tomorrow because I don't want to keep our guests waiting. But it's just, they get into a cell, they stick their book into your library, and because the nature of the gene is that our library is it reproduces itself, now that book gets reproduced. And that book gets reproduced to the point where it fills up the cell, at which point it explodes the cell, and now those books get spread out all throughout the body to do the same thing all over again. Follow?
Yes, I do.
Okay, now, that book in the case of COVID is a it's specific for the respiratory cells. And so that's where you have the lung problems. And that's basically what it is. But the body's got exquisite mechanisms for dealing with this. We've been dealing with viruses our whole life, and they're everywhere. I mean, our whole evolutionary lives, and they're everywhere. Now, I'll get into some of the stuff tomorrow about the virome, how fascinating it is, and also the good things it does. It does good things, viruses.
Okay.
So it's very a lot of stuff to talk about with viruses. I wish I had more time, but I got Ellie on, and I want to get to her.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Robert. Appreciate it.
Robert.
Take care. Yeah, we'll talk tomorrow. Okay. So I am very excited to have my next guest on. She's a dietitian, nutritionist, and she has her Master's of Science in Clinical Nutrition with a special emphasis on medical nutritional therapy from Basir University, which is super, super cool. And I've known her since she was a youngin' and decided she wanted to go into nutrition, and then she followed through. And please welcome to the bright side, Ellie Kempton. What's up, Ellie?
Thank you. So good to be here.
Yes, it's good to talk to you, and I'm so honored to know you. You're one of those people that just followed through. You had a desire and drive, and you actually did it. And if people were to just look at your beautiful picture here with the wine and the fruit and the candles, they would never know that you were a little kid at one time and just you just wanted to do it. And you're such an elegant, beautiful woman now, and you're also doing such elegant, beautiful work. So now's the time to shine, right, Ellie?
It is. It's like I've been training. I've been an athlete my whole life. That's where your path and mine crossed, as I was kind of in the throes of really tough training. I was a collegiate swimmer, and I feel like my nutrition career is a parallel story to that, in that I've been training for this really my whole life. I've had a passion for nutrition forever, and now is my time to perform. This is it. This is Olympic trials for me.
So now you actually had your own diagnosis that you dealt with. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your personal story?
Yeah, so I really did find my career in the pool, at the bottom of the pool, because I was really pushing my body to its limit when I was in college, and I was eventually diagnosed with Crohn's, which really was a shock to me at the time, because I just had a really high pain tolerance, and I thought, this must be normal. Gut issues are just normal, because I had normalized them. And
how did they show up for you? How did they show up for you? How did the symptoms show up? What were this?
Oh, geez. It was a myriad of things, but truly, so obviously digestive distress across the board, every symptom you could imagine, the bloat, the cramping, the IBD-like symptoms, but really the worst was how it affected me cognitively. That was my firsthand experience of how the brain and the gut are inextricably linked. They are one. I was not the same person. I was not cognitively as sharp as I know I could be, and at the time I was studying biochemistry at a very rigorous program at University of Virginia, and I just was not myself. It was frustrating. I couldn't remember things the way I used to, and
wow.
I was always angry. I felt angry. And that is such a reflection of the anger that was in my gut at the time.
That's great.
But when I was diagnosed, it was just a quick fix solution. Like, just go on these immunosuppressants and you'll be completely fine. And even as a 20-year-old, that did not settle well with me. It really didn't strike a chord. And so I started my journey for looking for a different answer. There just had to have been a different solution is what went through my mind.
So I love how you say, like, you talk about the anger, the whole irritability and the anger that's associated with that. This is a time when we may have those kinds of issues, emotional issues. How much of that is affected by the gut, and how much can we control our emotional response to this kinds of stuff, these kinds of events that are in our lives today? How can we use the gut to strengthen our ability to handle that emotionally?
Absolutely. I'm living proof of that. I'm absolutely living proof that you've got to see the connection to believe it, or you've maybe got to feel the connection. And that's the really tough piece right there. Because I don't think I'd be doing what I was doing unless I felt that connection, right?
Uh-huh. So there's a difference between feeling the connection and just reading about the connection. Somehow you got to have a subtle sense of communication with your body.
Yeah, you've got to actually be in touch with your body. And I don't think many of us are. I mean, an exercise that I do with my clients that I find to be really efficacious is I will just ask my client to feel their butt on the seat. Literally, just feel your butt on the seat.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes I think my client is completely in their head. And sometimes it's so reassuring and refreshing just to get them back into their body. Because I know with so many messages being sent to us and so much visual stimulation, we're always in our head and we're not tapped into our body. I know I wasn't. And it led to really poor performance. I had already qualified for Olympic trials that year, and I performed horribly because I didn't really listen to my body, obviously.
That's interesting that even as an athlete you wouldn't do it, and imagine that the average person has no, that doesn't even kind of make sense to, I think, to a lot of people. How do you get into your body? How do you become aware of your body? There's a sense called proprioception. Have you heard of this? And it's kind of like, it's kind of understanding how your body's positioned in space, but there's also understanding, there's got to be a certain term, I don't know what the term is, for understanding the inside of your body somatically, like what your pancreas is doing and what your intestine is doing. We wouldn't do a lot of the abuse. We wouldn't abuse our body the way we do if we really were in touch with our poor little intestine or pancreas or appendix, right?
I agree.
A consciousness too. So when we come back, we got to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want you to talk about some action steps, especially as it regards nutrition and also diet. I know that you talk a lot about food, but also I want to talk a little bit about meditation and being stable and grounded internally as well. We're talking to Ellie Kempton about lifestyle changes that we can make and ways that we can protect ourselves from infection and even survive and thrive through this crazy, crazy period. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take Pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back. We're talking to Ellie Kempton about some lifestyle things that we could do to get through this next few months anyway. You know, I think, Ellie, I was talking yesterday how the virus is probably with us to stay. It's just that we have, there's going to be things that we can do, and this just makes it extra important that we don't become vectors. So tell us a little, give us a few food strategies and dietary strategies that you can, that people can do, simple things.
Yeah, so I think it's really important during this time of upheaval, and so many feel so uncertain about so many things, to create some atomic habits, some things that you do no matter what. And when it comes to self-care and nutrition, that's a sign to the body that it's safe when it can rely on those simple things that you do every day. So there's a few simple nutrition strategies that I think my clients find to be really accessible and practical. And the first one happens as soon as you wake up, and it is really just rehydrating your body. So I always have my clients set out a glass of 16 ounces of water, and I just say that's the very first thing you're going to do to tell your body that you care for it. And spend the time drinking 16 ounces of water upon waking, and doing that in a routine way is part of your self-care routine all of a sudden.
How about salt?
Oh, this time of, you know, stress and hysteria is taking a toll on the adrenal glands. So a pinch of real salt, Himalayan salt, would be awesome if people will do it.
Yeah, Celtic sea salt. I'm a big fan of salt.
All those grainy minerals, this is really taking a toll on everyone's mineral status.
That's a very, very good point. Mineral, people don't realize that salt is one of the ways the body regulates the stress response, or is one of the things that salt is used as part of the stress response. And in fact, that's kind of crazy when they tell you to go on a low-salt diet when you particularly need salt. And people end up craving salt anyway, so it's
and then what do they reach for?
Salt, pretzels, potato chips, you know.
Yeah, whatever. The things that have salt on them, but really...
They tend to be oily and fried and all that.
Yeah, so just putting a little pinch of that grainy, dirty-looking salt, the real salt, the Celtic I love, that's going to give the adrenal glands what they need, what it needs most right now. Yeah,
what do you think of juice? Talk to us about a little bit about juicing.
So juicing, I'd be curious to hear your opinion on it. I am a fan of only, if you're going to juice, only vegetables, no fruits.
Yeah,
because
that's
if you're going to juice something, why would you take fiber out of a really sweet food? That's going to have a really negative implication on your blood sugar. And so if you're going to juice during this time to get more nutrients, it requires two things. One, you're using an array of only vegetables, which is really medicinal tasting, and you want it to be medicinal. So if I'm going to juice, I'm going to be juicing things like cilantro and parsley and bok choy and chard and, you know, the unsung heroes of the produce department to get more nutrients. But Lord knows I'm also eating foods really high in fiber, because that's the downside to juicing, is that you ditch the fiber. And with a really sweet food, you don't want to ditch the fiber. So that's really my opinion on juicing.
Well, you know, let me tell you what I meant by that, and I should have kind of explained. I always use a Vitamix. So you want to keep the fiber. I always think of juicing as, you know, I have to remember that most of the time when we juice, we don't use a Vitamix, and so you do lose the fiber, and that's a very good point. But you need the fiber. That's incredibly important. And then also, your point is very well taken on the fruit, and I've always been, you know, a lot of times people don't mind, you know, they think of juice, they automatically think of apples and pears and, you know, sweet stuff, grape juice and that kind of thing. But, yeah, the sugar issue is really big. And I know there's good things in fruits, and I would say maybe a little piece of banana or something, or a little piece of apple, or depending on what you're doing, can give it a little bit of sweetness. And the sugar in fruit is not the same as the sugar in other foods, that's for sure, especially processed foods. So it's not exactly the same. Nonetheless, the veggies are what you want. The medicinal stuff, like you say, the bitters and the savory stuff, onions and garlic particularly, I think are amazing.
Yeah. So juicing, whether you're blending it or actually juicing, is a really great way to concentrate those nutrients, because right now, more than ever, our bodies need that information, because food is just information, right? It's just sentences of information that tell the body what to do. And in this time where I think most of our bodies feel a little confused by all of these messages being sent to us, we need to give it an information it understands to do what it's been designed to do.
That's awesome.
And that's where vegetables and fruits and the colors, the phytochemicals come in. But I think it's really important that we keep them intact in the way that they were designed. So I love the idea of using a Vitamix. I use my Vitamix more than any kitchen tool.
Yeah.
Maybe my chef knife. Those are my two things. Give your body more information it understands. It's a crime to give it information it doesn't understand via food right now when it's already confused.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, because the virus is information, and I think food is very, 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 very complex, sophisticated information. It's like a quantum physics textbook of information. And the molecules themselves are the information pieces, but the foods themselves are incomprehensibly complex encyclopedias of information. And that's exactly what they are. And I don't know if you ever heard of this stuff. I'm going to have a guest on coming on. I have a guest next week, I believe she's going to be on. And she is understands this thing called NES. Have you heard of this? I'm going to grab my book here without making too much of a mess. Decoding the Human Body Field. Have you heard of this? The New Science of Information as Medicine. Peter Frazier, have you heard of this guy? You might want to take a look at it, because it's right up your alley as far as information goes. Because in a lot of ways, we're facing an information virus. You know, not just the virus as information, but also the news. The news as a viral infection. So what can we do to clean ourselves? And we only have a couple minutes here, so just finish up here. What can you do? What can we do to clean ourselves mentally and emotionally of bad information, of bad psychological information, or protect? What kind of information vaccination can we give ourselves to protect ourselves from bad information, whether it's on the news or whether it's the coronavirus?
Yeah, so this is one of my favorite pieces of advice I've been giving my clients, is lean into less by setting very strict boundaries around what you tune into. Because most of us, our schedules are so different right now. It's so tempting, with maybe more free time because you're not commuting into work, maybe fewer meetings, to spend that time infiltrated in information that might be helpful to you, might be not. But my recommendation is to actually set up a schedule and maybe even give yourself specific times that you're allowing yourself to tune into very specific outlets of information. That's huge right now, because because our mind needs space for the blood to be able to reach the prefrontal cortex of our brain to make creative and insightful decisions. And if we're always living from that space of reptilian amygdala, driven fear, we're going to be pulled in all directions. So one of my favorite pieces of advice I give to my clients is set up a routine for quiet space that is not at all tainted by information coming in. So that means maybe quiet meditation in the morning, or it might also be quiet meditation or a gratitude practice at night. I'm a big fan of asking my clients to write things down because we're also digital right now. I think pen to paper is really meaningful, and especially during this time, it's a commitment to yourself that you learned something, or you grew from something that day, or maybe it's an intention you set for the day. But I think really setting strict boundaries around what your self-care practice looks like and really combing out excess of that self-care practice. So my favorite thing to tell my clients is lean into less by setting correct boundaries.
Lean into less by setting correct boundaries, right? Instead of being like hit with a deluge that's out there. Oh my God. I hadn't watched the news in a while and I don't plan on it, but I got a sense at the beginning of it. The deluge.
Yeah.
It's a deluge. Yeah. Oh my God. So lean into less. What was the second part of that? I'm writing this thing down here.
By setting strict boundaries. And it is writing those boundaries down. I have a calendar template. This is so primal sounding, but it works so beautifully. I sit across from my client. Well, now digitally I send it to them, but I give my client a schedule, and I have them block out time and space for certain activities that we've agreed to. So if the client feels open to or amenable to a 10-minute guided meditation, that gets blocked into their schedule so that they have now committed pen to paper that their morning 10 minutes is not going to be scrolling through their Instagram feed. It's going to be tuning back into their body and tuning out of some of the deluge of information coming in.
You rock, girl. You're awesome. That's just such great, great advice. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for doing that work. I want to have you back. We'll talk some more. We need to hear everything you said, and I learned a few things too myself. So thanks so much, Ellie. Give your website out real quick.
It's Simply Nourished Nutrition, and I'm in Denver, Colorado.
Simply Nourished Nutrition. Thanks, Ellie. I'm going to call you. I want to talk to you about the truth here in a little bit, okay?
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
All right, take care. Thanks, Ellie. That was Ellie Kempton, and she had some really cool things to say, and I'm definitely going to have her back. Known her for many years. And that's it for now. On the bright side, check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all of the longevity products. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.